NASA's art collection includes works by Andy Warhol, Peter Max, and many others, giving an emotional undertone to the technical field of space. The Daytona Museum of Arts and Sciences is showing part of this remarkable collection. I talked to Seth Mayo, curator of astronomy, about the exhibit, Florida Celebrates Space.
The reason why we had this exhibit in the first place was to celebrate this wonderful anniversary, this 500th anniversary of Florida, an early destination for an early explorer like Juan Ponce de Leon, but eventually became a launching place for a brand new explorer. And you don't find many places where exploration is still happening today. We're still finding it here with the launching of rockets instead of ships.
NASA Administrator James Webb started the program in 1963. Once again, Seth Mayo.
He felt that there needed to be a way to capture these moments, and not just regular photography or video, but in a new form, really with artwork. And he decided to work with James Dean, who is a NASA employee and an artist himself, and also with the Smithsonian, and they worked together to invite artists over to see some of these launches, and that eventually turned into what is now called the NASA Art Program, which exists today.
Seth Mayo has a lot of favorites, one from an iconic American photographer.
Annie Leibovitz, the photograph that she took of Eileen Collins, a female astronaut. She was the first to command the space shuttle in 1991, and during a training mission, Annie Leibovitz actually took a picture of her, and you can see the sort of moment that she captured, that she knew something very important was happening with this mission, with this training, and she caught that. And I think that's the emotional thing that you get with a photograph like that.
That was Seth Mayo, curator of astronomy at the Daytona Museum of Arts and Sciences. Tomorrow is Family Day at the museum. Go to moas.org for more details. I'm Liz Langley, and I'll see you out there.